also joined by Sog.
Hello.
Welcome.
Howdy.
Thanks for being here, and thanks for the sick live tour just earlier on the show. Yeah. How was that for you guys?
Sogtastic.
Sogtastic.
No, it was awesome.
It sounded actually good.
So yeah.
It did.
Nice. Heaps of fun.
It actually did sound really good. Yeah. We really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Put a big smile on my face. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Do you want to go around and introduce yourselves for the listeners who don't know Sog?
Well, I'm Ollie. I do. I attempt vocals and play guitar in Sog.
I'm Ruben. I play drums, and I'm also just like the golden child of the group.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess like what's the relationship like father?
You're the forgotten one.
I'm the mother, you're the dad. Ruben's the son.
Yeah, it's true.
I'm Leo. I do like bass and stuff. And sometimes sing. Sometimes do some vocals, but that's it.
You're also a fish.
Whoa. I feel like I've heard rumors of this before. We have actually interviewed you guys before. So you came in a few weeks ago to be interviewed about Amped. Which, please tell us, how did that go for you guys?
Well, I know we played a gig for it. That was pretty cool.
Cool.
And I looked it up on Google the other day, and it's on this random dodgy website trying to ask me for my credit card. If you Google Sog Live at Tefade on Google, it comes up with this random dodgy website and asks for your credit card, which I'm trying to look in how to take that down.
Well, if you search your name, then poop.
Amped was a very good experience.
Awesome.
Especially for being free, there's a lot of stuff that would be very expensive for you to pay for, so it's good that you get the opportunity to do that.
I mean, we wouldn't actually be doing this if it wasn't for Amped and maybe some other gigs as well, like the Waititi Music Festival potentially. I mean, so that does bring give a lot of opportunities. Yeah.
Amped was great fun, and I've met a lot of people. Well, I've met some people that I've already knew, but like I know them more now through Amped, which is really good, and it's getting closer with other bands in our like age group, and it's just great opportunity, and have a lot more closer bonds with fellow bands.
You also get like a lot of times you get a chance to play with a lot of people that you don't usually get to play with, so it's quite eye opening in terms of like what different genres you can do. Like I never thought I'd be playing saxophone band, which is really random, but
and they give you a lot of free Oreos.
Oh, so many.
Yeah.
And the cinnamon ones as well.
The chocolate.
Oh, say no more. Oh, pleased to hear. Yay. And so what brought you guys to be Sog, I guess? Is it a long, convoluted story?
Well, back in the day. I don't know, it was probably about April last year, me and Ruben started a band with this other dude, and that failed.
Who was the other dude?
Toby Hebden.
What?
Do you not? Okay. So me and Ruben formed that band, and then that fell apart.
Because I was like, when we formed it, I was playing drums for 1 week.
So this guy's playing drums for 1 week. Maybe it was 6 months later, he goes, you know, I think I'm playing drums better now. So we get together and start a band. Our first song, it was basically your average drop D mashing power chords. and then we kind of jammed on that for a while, just as the two of us, guitar and drums. And then we were like, you know what?
We need a bassist.
And then I came along.
Temporary bassist.
Yeah, temporary bassist.
And then I'm still technically a temporary bassist. We're
still looking for a replacement, so.
For the listeners out there.
Leo kind of carried the band for a while because he's a better songwriter than the both of us.
What?
And then I started taking guitar lessons, so I actually learned how to play guitar. And then we fell in love.
Yeah. Oh, beautiful.
And it made me.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's beautiful.
The fetus on drums day one.
I was playing drums in the womb.
Who are some of you guys' inspirations? Because it's an interesting sound you guys have, and I'm sure that some of our listeners at least wouldn't be too familiar with it.
We started out taking a lot of inspiration from The Chance,
which was not good.
That was starting to lead us astray from what we could have actually done. And then I started listening to a lot of more like 80s hardcore, like Minor Threat and stuff. And I was like, okay, this is kind of good. And then as of probably 6 months ago, I started listening to a lot of like post-punk, like Fugazi and Die Die Die, and I was you know what, this stuff's kind of good. So we've kind of like, I don't know, like an amalgamation of like 80s hardcore and post and like Fugazi style post-punk, I guess.
I think a lot of the more recent songs, I guess, have this foundation of like noisy guitar with like the bass taking a bit more structure, I guess, which, because a lot of times, you know, bass and drums are keeping it.
Yeah, I've definitely taken a liking to noisy guitars.
Yeah. It's a lot more noise, I guess.
Very relatable.
Yeah, I know.
Coming from a drummer who doesn't play guitar. Yeah.
I think we were very different from like even 6 months ago.
Yeah, exactly.
A lot has changed.
Like, if you compare a band in like 2 month blocks, like every 2 months would like
doing something different.
Like, we'll have the same songs, but because we're like changing in like our like focused music taste, the songs will take a different sound, I guess.
Like the original EP we did, we made this horrible.
Don't mention the EP.
Oh, it's been said now.
Horrible EP.
Okay, so there's guitar solos in that EP, and oof. Yeah. I hate guitar
solo. What's the EP called?
It's not called anything. We're not disclosing.
We're not even telling
the EP.
It's very elusive. There's actually 4 CD copies of it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Wow. Yeah. I've got one.
He's got one. What's
Reef Brazendale has one.
Sick.
Well, we recorded in like 2 hours.
No, we recorded in 20 minutes.
20 minutes.
So I think every drum beat was
20 minutes recording.
Yeah. Every drum beat was
Yep. And it was on my electric drum kit, which I got that day, and I didn't like configure it at all, and it was using the default presets.
It's a very good learning lesson for any punk bands. If you're a punk band and you haven't tried to record your own songs at least once, it's not good.
I mean, I think constantly record, because the amount of stuff I forget, like, because I just have it linger in my mind for too long, and it just blips out my brain.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
But now that EP is there. Forever.
But better stuff will be coming.
We're going to learn.
We're excited.
Hopefully get some of our new songs recorded soon.
Cool. Can you tell us what SOG means? What is SOG? On a soggy, SOGtastic day?
Your dad made it.
Exactly. No, because I was in the car with my dad, and we're like, okay, I was just thinking, like, oh, we don't have any... Well, our current name was horrible, and it was The Anarchists.
Oh.
It was horrible. Yeah. It was despicable. Yeah. It was rock and roll.
Yeah. Sure.
It was punk rock.
Yeah.
I thought it was like, it was something like...
No.
Something's not appropriate here, but... Isn't SOG an acronym? Okay.
Yeah.
Wasn't that like...
No.
What about soggy something? And my dad's like, oh, why not just SOG?
But the thing is, after we came with SOG, we tried to put a meaning to SOG. And it's like, well, there's no point in making a meaning. It's just SOG.
Sometimes it doesn't need it, you know?
SOG is SOG.
But now SOG is a state of mind.
Oh.
Yeah. You have to be in the SOG to SOG.
It's a SOG summer.
Hot SOG summer.
Yeah.
SOG spring.
SOG spring.
It's SOG summer all year round.
It's definitely SOG spring.
SOG rain.
Yeah.
Can't beat Dunedin on a good day, can you?
Oh, so true. So true.
Is that like sarcastic?
Yes, that was sarcastic, Leo.
I suppose we've got some song requests from you guys. Would we like to play?
Ashtray by the wonderful Die Die Die.
Die Die Die. And from you guys, we've got...
Okay. The Weeknd by Modern Baseball. You like that song?
Yeah, I do.
And...
I think I already said that, but Doubt by Jeff Rosenstock. I'm just...
All right.
Hell Mode, great album. I love that album.
All right, we got that coming up. Thank you so much for coming in
for an awesome
live to air and a wee chat afterwards. That was SOG, everybody. You're listening to the Deliver Easy Thursday Drive. And this track up next, Ashtray, Die Die Die. Keep it locked.
You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.